This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. We talked up top about the partial government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers who are not getting paid got a little advice from the government's Office of Personnel Management today on how to talk to their credit card companies, mortgage lenders, and landlords about not being able to pay their bills. The OPM put out several sample letters that included passages like this one, intended for the landlord. And I quote, "I would like to discuss with you the possibility of trading my services to perform maintenance, example, painting, carpentry work, in exchange for partial payments," end quote. Another one dealt with how to ask for a temporarily lower mortgage payment. How likely are any of these suggestions to work? Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
If you're facing a small personal crisis, creditors might not be so understanding about waiving a payment or a late fee. But when it's a major thing, says Robert Full, professor of law and business at Ohio University.
Creditors are historically very accommodating when there are circumstances that are beyond their customers' controls.
That includes natural disasters or a government shutdown, especially the third one in a year. For federal workers waiting on paychecks, the Navy Federal Credit Union, First Command Bank, and USAA Bank all are giving out no credit loans to their clients, many of whom work for the military. As for credit card companies, analyst Ted Rossman says,
Chase and Wells Fargo have both come out saying that if you're affected by the shutdown, they're going to waive any sort of overdraft or monthly service fees.
And Wells Fargo has said they may allow deferred mortgage payments. For creditors, it's good business to accommodate government workers, says Ed Merwinski with the Public Interest Research Group, because
they're going to be paid eventually. So it's not really like the creditor is taking a chance on you. The creditor is taking a chance on Uncle Sam.
But your credit could still get dinged. The government made it clear that it wasn't offering workers legal advice. For that, federal employees should consult with a personal attorney. Nina Parker is a bankruptcy attorney in Massachusetts.
I kind of had to laugh about it because it's if you need legal advice, please consult your personal attorney. So now they have a credit issue, they have a non-payment issue, and they're going to incur a cost to call their personal attorney.
And that could be another reason you'll need one. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.